Hey, what's up everyone? I hope you're all having a wonderful day or night. I hope you will enjoy today's video, so let's just get into it.
We all know a guy who perhaps we've slept with or perhaps we've been on a few dates with who has then friend-zoned us. Congratulations to him. He's had the courage to actually give you that clarity. However, this guy continues to send you suggestive texts every now and then. This is actually breadcrumbing, and I'm going to teach you what you need to say to let him know that you're not here for his breadcrumbs and that you respect yourself and you deserve respect from him. Usually these suggestive texts are going to be about either dreams or massages, and I know this because on the flip side, I help reverse engineer curating chemistry in a connection, and these are the types of messages that I suggest. So he's going to send one of these suggestive texts, and what you need to respond with is, "Lol, I thought you just wanted to be friends. Keep it simple, keep it cute." If he's like most men out there that use breadcrumbing as a technique to keep women mildly interested, then he's going to respond with something along the lines of, "Haha, yeah, but friends can massage each other, right?" Now it's time for you to be assertive. So your response needs to be, "No, I know the difference between friends that can massage each other and friends who don't massage each other." He's going to respond with something typical like, "I was just joking," or "I'm just playing with you," which is classic deflection.
"Blah, blah, blah. Yes, I know I let it play for too long, but I finally did got bored. He's gonna text you this and you respond with that. What if he doesn't text you this?" "Ah, no, of course he's gonna, cause you on the flip side tell him what to text." "Tell who?" "Oh yeah, man, got it. The difference between friends who massage each other and the friends who don't massage each other is you don't keep friends around who massage each other. You don't keep friends around that you slept with. The only time you do keep them around is if you're into friends with benefits type of things. How exactly would that conversation go when you two decide to just be friends? Hey, remember that time you swallowed? Yeah, that's great. I do too, but I think we should just be friends from now on because it's better." That to you made sense? Really?
Everyone's out here like, try women. You know what's hard? You know what's hard? Dating women, okay? I've met maybe two women in my life that I'm like, you know, maybe I would. And you know what? They weren't interested in me. So everyone's like, "Oh, just try it." It's not easy. I am trying. And just goofy boy after goofy boy just keeps coming up to me. And I'm like, well, I like you. So I don't know. It's not easy. It's not easy, and I'm gonna be straight forever, okay?
Okay, no one said it's ever gonna be easy, but I have faith in you. You can do it. You just gave up after only two. You can stop at least until 20. Only after that you can come back and say, "Where are all the good men?" Those goofy boys are gonna start looking better and better and better.
Let's talk about coffee dates and walks. So I work as a professional dating coach for men, and I'm always going to give you guys the straight truth, no crap. So here's the thing. You can go on coffee dates, you can go on walks, you can go on drink dates, dinner dates, whatever your heart desires. If it's your personal preference, do it. That being said, you are going to turn a lot of women off by suggesting a walk or a coffee date. And no, that does not mean they are all greedy little gold diggers. It just means they don't like going on coffee dates or walks. And it may be because they're old fashioned. Maybe they hate the taste of coffee. Maybe they are gold diggers. Who knows? And yes, if you hold out long enough, you can find a woman who will mesh just fine with you on a coffee date, if you're willing to hold out. But if you find yourself being turned down for coffee dates, or your coffee dates aren't going well, it might be time to rethink your strategy. You might be closing the door to a lot of potential great women by suggesting coffee dates or walks. Again, there's nothing wrong with having a first date preference. I'm just saying that that preference might turn down good potential people.
No, not really. Good potential people don't think a coffee date is beneath them. And if that's my preference for a first date, then that's my preference. I don't need to rethink my strategy. And I don't even see it as it rules out the potentially good people. It rules out the gold diggers. And it is in fact quite easy. If my preference is this and your preference is that, then we really don't belong together.
How old are you?
28.
Let's say I wanted to take you out. How much do you expect me to spend on a first date?
Depends where we're going.
What's your expectation, though?
I don't really have any.
So I could hit you up and say, hey, let's go to Burger King and get slushy?
No. I mean, at least, like, you know, nice five-star type of restaurant, and then depending on how it goes, depending how I like you, and that all kind of goes with of me even saying yes for a first actual date. So that takes a toll.
Okay. So five-star restaurant in Miami, how much is that going to range?
Depends how many drinks you'll be ordering.
Average.
Anywhere from 300 to 800, maybe. Jumpstart, yeah.
So realistically, you expect a man to spend $800 on a first day?
Yeah.
Has it happened before?
Yeah.
Sad part, I don't even doubt it happened before. But let me see if I got this right. I need to spend $800 for you to see if you like me enough to accept that first date. So our first date, it's not even really a first date. Yeah, I think I'm gonna stick with the coffee dates. And if that rules out good women like her, I'm gonna be fine with that.
So I was just in spin and I was thinking, I am on like my fifth account, I think, after being bananaed. And I want to make sure that I am following all the people back that are loving, kind, and supportive as well. So if that is you...
Yeah, no, that's definitely not me. You got bananaed 4 times so far because there are kids watching TikToks. And even TikTok, to my surprise, have their limits.
The dumbest thing a man can do is date a single mom. And I'm saying this as a single mom myself. The only exception to the rule is if the man has kids himself and he's a single dad. That's the only rule that is the exception. And I say this because, one, it's stupid as a man to take on somebody else's kids when you don't have kids of your own. Now, do I think it makes women less valuable? No, I think that's a stupid rhetoric. But the idea that you're going to get emotionally attached to someone else's kids, and then if you break up and never see them again, y'all are stupid. But not only that, it's like, as a single mom, I don't want to date somebody that doesn't have kids because he's not going to be in tune to automatically or naturally or organically be the dad.
But also, if I didn't have my daughter, I wouldn't be out here trying to date a man with kids. Like, I get the logic behind it because I'm not going to be emotionally invested in somebody else's kids. Now, in my opinion, if he has kids and I have kids, then we're both equally risking the same thing if it doesn't work out, if that makes sense.
It kind of does and still doesn't at the same time. Now, there's not just one who gets attached to someone else's kids, there's two. And if things don't work out, we're back to square one, back to the same problem. You won't be able to see those kids, and in this case, there's more kids who will get attached to someone else and probably never see them again. It's a messed up situation either way.
Your ex does still think about you, whether that's for better or for worse. But every time I do a Q&A, one of the questions I get is, does my ex still think about me? And I can tell you without knowing anything about your specific situation that yes, your ex does still think about you. Even if your ex is still in a new relationship, I can promise they think about you from time to time. And even if your ex moved to the other side of the globe, I can also promise that they still think about you from time to time.
Yeah, no. Not only that I don't do trust me bro moments, but I know for sure I never think about any of my exes. And the fact that some strangers from TikTok makes me a promise also means nothing.
The other day I had a guy say to me, oh, what, did you get all dolled up to find a man tonight? And I said, yeah, I find it much easier to lure them in when I'm good looking. That way I can bring them home and sacrifice them to Satan.
Make sure they wear protection because doctor's bills get pretty expensive these days.
The most ridiculous thing, and I'm convinced that this is the most ridiculous thing that we have been convinced as a society, is that softness and vulnerability and tenderness are weak.
That's because it is. You as a person can be soft, tender, and vulnerable in front of your friends and in front of your family. A society that is soft, tender, and vulnerable is a weak society.
Don't take this personally, but you need to get a life.
Okay, and that's gonna be it for today. As always, I do hope you enjoyed the video. If you didn't, I still appreciate you for making it this far. Thank you all so much for watching. Stay safe, and I will see you in the next one.